thinking slightly off topic. In my Merhei. Vizeba oilam v'nefesh v'chein b'shana yimei ha-maisa v'chol soivavim l'kdushas yonim ha-shabbos. The yimei ha-maisa, the work week, both Hashem's work week and our work week, of yimei ha-chol soivavim l'kdushas yonim ha-shabbos are revolving around the kedusha of Yom HaShabbos. The Pirush that we've given this over to understand that the way the world works is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his Hashpah on this world, creates the world, Hashem created the world, nothing less than that. And in the creation of the world, he's giving us all the raw material that we need in order to create weiter, to create further in the world. So it becomes our task to take the raw material, if you will, of the creation and to do something with it and make a tikkun in the world. And that doesn't stop there. We can be mesaken. We can be mesaken begashmius. This is our whole gemara of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Looking for a donor for a curtain. A Venetian blind. What can I do? It just happens every time I speak.
The sun comes out. It's
like, I have no control, I guess. We could make a tikkun here on one level, which Rav Shimon Bar Yochai recognized as a new type of tikkun. Adam Chayrish B'Shas Charisha, Dosh B'Shas Tisha. He came out and he saw the people are farming. Okay, that's a tikkun. We took the raw material of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're doing something with it. Or we can make a tikkun, that very tikkun can be evaporated up to the Shemayim. So there's a circle. What we're doing is going up to the Shemayim, and hence the circle continues so that there's even a better hashpa in this world. You understand what it means? It means that it's like the rain cycle, I always say, but it means that what's going on in the world is clearly coming min hashamayim. If there's hunger, if there's killing, if there's bracha, if there's enough rain. I was just reading last night that there's miraculous rain going on over the Kinneret. Like it's like a cloud over the Kinneret, and the Kinneret has broken records as to how full it is. Not raining that much. Over the Kinneret, it's raining like a Kodesh Baruch Hu's raining. Like there's and that causes, by the way, more rain because now it's evaporating into the sky. It builds on itself. So the same thing is in our the world that we live in. We have to attach ourselves. I just want to emphasize this point because it's very important. We have to attach ourselves to the world above. We have to attach ourselves to the world above. Therefore, the whole week came Yemei HaMaisa Dechol Soivavim L'Kedushas Yoyim HaShabbos. If 6 days Hashem spent creating the world, now we have that. Now it's Shabbos. When did Adam walk into the world? Our Shabbos. So the Shabbos became the milestone in time to take that which Hashem created and to evaporate it up. Ironically, there's an Isser Malacha on Shabbos. But there's not an Isser. There's an Isser Malacha by Shabbos because if we do Malacha on Shabbos, that would just be a continuation of the Maisa Bereishis. Then we're taking the 6 days and we're making a seventh day. But there's a paradigm shift that takes place between the sixth day and the seventh day where we're not just continuing doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. We're taking what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did and we're doing something else. And that's the tikkun of Shabbos. Hence, Lamentes Lachos are usher on Shabbos. And what happens when we just say, that's the Yom HaShabbos. So All of the 6 days of creation, Soivavim. Why Soivavim? Because it's on the other side also. Soivavim means that it's surrounding Shabbos. It's coming both from, you're getting it from both ends, right, left, and center. So you have it coming down. We're doing a tikkun. The tikkun now is evaporating back up to the Shemayim. So it means to say that if we do Maisim Toivim, there will be bracha in the world. There'll be Gishamim Be'itam, V'yasafta Degonecha, V'siroishcha, V'yitzerecha. Nasati Esev, L'sot Chivam Techa. The Kriya Shema says very clearly it's dependent on our Maisim. And if Chas V'Shalom, we have Sinas Chinam L'mashal. So the Sinas Chinam division here, lack of unity, lack of clarity, evaporating that into Shemayim, now comes down Chorban. Harbin Beis HaMikdash was because of Sinas Chinam, but it wasn't working this way. It was working this way. So part of that cycle. So we evaporated up Sinas Chinam. What do you want to get down? Kedusha? Shina? So the Lashon of the Gemara that says this is that Lashon of the Gemara is that by the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the Romans destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Kimcha Tochan Tochanta. It was already grounded. Ground up flour, it was destroyed as a straw house. It had no koach, because the koach that it received really was not for the bricks and mortar, or from the kohanim, or for the levium, or for the maintenance people. The real power that it got was from the kedusha, from the tefillos that we were taking up. It's not really, that's what we're talking about. Isarusa de lasato, isarusa de laeva. That's what we're talking about. But do you know what we're talking about? That the Yisarusa de Lasata comes to Yisarusa de Leila. I just wanted to share with you. The Chumash, it says, the Parsha just told us, Vayihi Yitzchak min arboim shana bekachta yis Rivka bas besuel ha'arami mi padan arom achois lovan ha'arami loyli isha. Says the Torah, Yitzchak is married to Rivka. Eliezer, b'shliach Hashem, pulled off the shidduch. So finally Yitzchak is married to Lavan's sister Rivka. Says the Torah, vayetar Yitzchak la'Hashem l'noichach ishtoi. And Yitzchak did what?
Davin.
Because she was barren. Vayeyoser loy Hashem, and Hashem did what? Accepted a tefillah. Letahar Rivka Ishtoi. Vayetar is not the typical lashon of tefillah. Vayetar doesn't usually mean tefillah. Here it says Vayetar Yitzchak LaHashem. Could have said Vayispalo Yitzchak LaHashem. That's a lashon already. He could have said that Yitzchak beseeched Hashem. He reached out to Hashem. He cried to Hashem. He spoke to Hashem. Vayetar loy Vayetar Nita Zadiyak. But that's not Akasha. The Akasha is Vayetar Yitzchak LaHashem Loy Chachishtai. Rashi says Yitzchak is standing here. Vayetar Yitzchak LaHashem Loichach Ishtoi Ki Akarehi Vayeyoser Loi Hashem Vatar Rivka Ishtoi. Hashem was Yetar. Let's say we take out the word. Penny, you here? Good morning. Vayetar Yitzchak LaHashem. Yitzchak did what? He davened Hashem. Vayeyoser Loi Hashem. Hashem davened back. It says Vayispalo. Let's say take out the word Vayetar, put in the word Tefillah. Vayispalo Yitzchak El Hashem. And then what? Hashem was Mavak, was Mekabelus Tefillah. Vayispalo El Hashem.
Tough.
Vayetar Yitzchak El Hashem. It's a pella. Vayetar Yitzchak El Hashem. Nice. Okay. For some reason, this very interesting lashon of Tefillah. And Bakara, Vayeyoser Loi Hashem, Shem David did bad. Boo, 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 boo. We don't find such a thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu heard his tefillos. Kadosh Baruch Hu answered his tefillos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu smiled, kiviyachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was malal kisei hakavod. Whatever Kabbalistic idea you want to say, you don't say David back. So Vayispalel, just change the words. A synonym for Vayetar is Vayispalel. So he David and he David. Let me show you, like, Rabbeinu Bafya, I could find a safer way to cut. Beautiful. Is Rabbeinu Bachya like this? You know who Rabbeinu Bachya was. Is Rabbeinu Bachya ben Rabbeinu Usher, as opposed to Rabbeinu Bachya? First of all, as opposed to Rabbeinu Bachaye, there's no such person. Rabbeinu Bachya, Ibn Pakuda, wrote the Chovei Salvavos. Rabbeinu Bachya ben Usher, ben Rabbeinu Usher, was a Talmud Muvak of the Rashba. He died in 1290. So there's a different, not the Chovei Salvavos, Rabbeinu Bachya. So says Rabbeinu Bachya as follows: Vayaser Yitzchak Lashem Anoichach Ishtei Akari. Hayaroy Lahaktim Leimer Vatihi Rivka Akara. It should have said cause, effect. What was being Gurim here? Rivka was an Akara. He gets married after all of the story. He gets married to Rivka. Rivka's Akara. Rivka's barren. What do you do when your wife is barren? Lo'yaleinu. You go and you daven. So it should have said, Frank Rabbeinu Bachya, it should have said, Vatehi Rivka Akara, Ve'yaser Yitzchak Lashem. That would have been the normal way of saying it. Ki Akari, Ubashe Hikti Batzfila, first he davened. Why? Because she was Akara, almost like a tafel. Yitachal Leimer, Shehiktim Ha'ikir. The Ikir was the Tfilah, V'lamadnu, says the Rabbeinu Bachya, what we know. She'ein Akavana Shetia Akara Sibas Hatfila, because by Yitzchak it wasn't. In the big picture, it wasn't that the akarais was the siba for the tefillah. Shem kein asiba yikir v'atfilah tafel avol kavana loshen akasim ki atfilah sibas akros. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants the tefillah of Yitzchak. How am I going to get you to daven? So he makes his wife into an akara. Ki Hakadosh Baruch Hu mesavel l'tefilah sin shel tzaddikim. This is the lashon of the Gemara. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants the tzaddikim to daven, so we need some kind of a rub. And the rub is, it's like this, I'm going to get you where it counts. He gets his wife an akara, this will get you to daven. But satip shat that he's davening because she's an akara, so that he should daven. So the davening is the ikar. V'loimer l'chashaloi nisakra ela kadei she yispala lu shneim. The whole maisa here of barrenness was kadei she yispala lu shneim ala dover. L'fichach hiktim atzvila she yaikir v'asibar rishana she vishvila shat. Why were all the imois barren? But this is the part. Here's where it starts. But from here we can learn something. We can learn something about the koach hatfilah, which is so big. Afilu l'shanois hateva, that it could even change nature. Well, think about changing nature. Has anybody levitated recently? Has anybody defied gravity? But tefillah can change teva. She's an akara, and the tefillah can make her not an akara. Akara is a biological fact. It shows up on a sonogram. She's an MRI. She's an akara. It's a fact. He's davening and he's changing the teva. It's not like somehow we're not getting pregnant. Doctors can't explain it. Akara, that's not what akara means. That's a problem. That's a fertility problem. We're not talking. Akara means she does not have the kalim to be pregnant. Physiological handicap. She doesn't have. She's missing. Like a zohar. Like his author.
Did he stop davening after this? He davened in the Sada?
He gave him more things to daven.
Gave him more things to daven. Just, okay.
Be b'dayik while you're there, that every time Yitzchak was davening, it had to do with the Sada, agricultural, having a child, something being born. Afilu l'shane sateva. Umitam ze. Now, stay with me here. Mitamza hisker loshin vayetar. What does the loshin vayetar mean? V'loyomar vayispalel. It could have said Vayispalo. Oh, Vayitzak. He called out. He screamed out to Hashem. Oh, Kol Shara L'Shoynoi Shel Tefillah. Why does it say Vayetar? To my knowledge, a place we don't find anywhere is a Lashon of Tefillah. Don't find it. Ki hu mi Lashon Itur. You know what Itur is? It's a Gemara in Sukkah. It's a Mishnah in Shviyas. When you dig a hole in the ground for the sake of turning over the soil, and you take the soil that's on the bottom and you put it on the top, and the soil that's on the top and you put it on the bottom. Turn over the soil. That's an agricultural thing to do. That's why I'm saying that Yetzer Yitzchak was suach basode. Suach basode. He did, who lashon atar. V'chein hevinu chazal, who shamar b'per kamad the sukkah, he's bringing the afyodalad. I don't know why he doesn't bring him before the Mishnah and Shvius. Lama nim shalot tfilosin shal tzadikim le'atar. The Gemara says that we see, that's why do we say tefillah is like a tar, like a shovel? An asar is a shovel. Ayin tof resh means a digger, a shovel. Ma atar ze mahapech hagoyrin hazeh mi makoim le makoim. Just like a shovel takes the ground and mishes it all up and turns what's down up and what's up down. That's what a shovel does. Kach tfilosin shel sadikim. Ma'apeches dadzoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be mahapech the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu mi midas achzarios lemidas rachmanos. Biuro. That's what the Gemara says. Biuro, says Rabbi Dobachia. How does that work? There's a special kind of tefillah. There's a lot of tefillahs. There's a vayitzak. There's a vayispalo. There's a special kind of tefillah called vayetar, which we should learn about. The vayetar is not the typical tefillah. It's not giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a different thing. It's not asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayitzak El Hashem. That's a different thing. It's a special exercise, a spiritual exercise called Vayetar. It's a form of tefillah where one is not arguing with Hashem. That's what Vayispalel means. Vayifalel is to argue. Plilin. Plilin. That's to argue. That's negotiating with Hashem. That's not what this is either. What this is, Vayetar, is I'm digging. I'm mixing up the earth. I'm changing something. I'm changing the property of the earth.
Changing the Teva.
Biurai. Ma ha'atar ma'hapech es ha'tvua mimato lamala. Just like when you're digging, you're taking the tevua and you're bringing it mimato lamala. You're bringing it from down to up. And then afterwards, ma'peles mimalo lamata. What does it do? It naturally, gravity comes, and it falls from a high place to a low place. So look what's happening over here. You're creating a revolution of tvua, a revolution. Kachat tzadik b'tfilosoi machshavtoi b'shoitetes v'oile mimato lamalo. When a tzadik is davening, his tfila is going from a low place to a high place. Va'acher kach, what happens afterwards? Mamshich u'morid hasheva mimalo lamata. You're causing the sheva now to come down on from a high place to a low place.
He's causing, or Hashem is now making, now he's doing the digging, so to speak.
I'm digging, he's digging. Va'acher kach, mamshich u'morid hasheva mimalo lamata. Va'atar, the place Anon, you find in Yecheskel, Parakhes, he says, Va'atar Anon, Haktoiris, Oila. Va'atar Anon, Haktoiris, Oila. You're making the smoke rise. Atar is, you're doing, Va'od Miloshin Machteres. Interesting. Kumayisha Darshu. It means that, right, an upheaval, a making a revolution, pshutoi kibashvoi. The revolution is that by me doing something lamata, I'm causing a situation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is going to do something lamala. By me doing Isarusa dilasata, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is going to do the Isarusa dilaela. I've changed the world. The lashon of the Chumash is so meduyik Yitzchak did his digging. Vayayaser loy Hashem. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu started to dig it himself.
He
like lying to Lashon Vayayaser. Not that he answered his tefillah. This was like this. It's not that he answered his tefillah. Okay, Yitzchak, you're doing a wonderful job davening. I'm going to answer your tefillah. That's not what it says here. Vayayaser loy Hashem is I'm going to do what you're doing.
Because Baruch Hu doesn't have a choice. Because since you brought it up, since it's a circle, you have to flip it on.
So what Yitzchak was doing was manipulating the Bria. He was manipulating the Tefa. So when you want to change somebody from an Akara to not an Akara, so you have, this is talking about a Shinui HaTzeva. This is not, Hashem, give me a bracha. Maybe it is, but it's not your typical tefillah. What it is I'm going to have to get involved here in the Tefa Gufa.
How do you do it?
He made us a partner in this.
Hashem wants us in this world to change teva. That was the goal for the baroness.
To be mesakin the teva.
But that's
he said, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make Rivka and Akara? Because he wanted us to do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu misavil l'tfilos and shel tzadikim. Does that answer the question? Right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu misavil. He has a taiva, literally. For us to do this, it means we're doing our job. A mature master of the universe that wants the underlings to do their job. But this is a shinui teva gamur that we're capable of through tefillah tzadikim. But that's called atira, the lashon of atira. What do you say, Rav David?
Just wondering if Hashem is doing back through a tefillah like of process as well. In other words, the way he does respond, is there just like we daven with words? Is he changing the teva with words so it's doing the same thing as Yitzchak?
My nafkamina.
Just how the process is working, just wondering.
Don't know.
When you say the Akedah.
I would imagine the Lashonis of the Bria happen all over again. This is what it means when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadesh B'chol Yom Tuvai. Maisa Bereshis.
Shakol Ni
Abidvoi. So, look, here's the Gemara. Let me just say, the Gemara says, where I say kash like this in Bracha Islam and Hay, where it says, Ksiv, La'ashem ha'aretz umloya. Uksiv, Hashemayim shemayim la'ashem, ba'aretz nosam l'bnei Adam. So which way is it? is the world belong to Adam, or does the world belong to Hashem? Who's the master of the universe? Is it Lashem Haaretz Umloya? He's the master of the universe. The universe is the earth, or the world. You know, Lashem Haaretz Umloya, or is it Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem? Say there, Kadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim Haaretz Nasal Ifnei Adam. Frank Zuckte Gemara. Kan Koidem Habracha. Kan Laacher Habracha. Depends who make a bracha. Yafe. So I'm eating the apple. The apple belongs to Hashem. If I make a bracha, the apple belongs to me. Let's see, I paid my little dues here for the apple. Or, deeper, is the pshat that, don't just eat this apple. Be misaking the world here. Koidem habracha ka'acher. Before you make a bracha, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving apples out. When you make a bracha, it means to say that you're doing your piece of the avoda that a person can do in this world. You're making a haficha by making this bracha, but it's not just a physical bracha. By planting that apple, by bringing out the ruchnis of the apple, by using the kochos that you get from the apple to do a good thing. You're taking a Kadosh Baruch Hu's bria, you're converting it to ruchnis, and you're evaporating that up to the shemayim. So you know what? You just became the master of the universe. L'ashem ha'aretz umloya kan koinem ha'bracha. You've earned your keep. You're working in your domain. This is our domain. And in our domain, Hashem Tzilcha al Yad Yiminecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shadow us. It's half of a fella. It's madhim if we really believe this. I remember that the Rav Scheinberg, Olav Sholeh, was staying at my house. So, I was telling him that, you know, so and so came in for a bracha. It was a story that was a very interesting thing. Somebody came in. He davened netz with the minyan davened with a netz minyan in our house with Rav Scheinberg because he davened netz. So other people for netzes. Look, a random guy came in, and the Rosh Yeshiva, he came over to Shalom Aleichem, Rosh Yeshiva, let's all tell the Aleichem, Rosh Yeshiva, I was there. And the Rosh Yeshiva said to him, it'll be okay. So, when the Rosh Yeshiva was already in his 90s, so people never knew what, maybe he's forgetting, he thinks he's somebody else, he told him, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. What'll be okay? Don't worry. I'm not worried, but it'll be okay. The guy calls me 2-3 hours later. He says, "You want to hear a mifus of your Rebbe?" So I said, "Okay, I like hearing mifus of my Rebbe." So he said that I came to daven at your house. I heard there was a nuts with you because I had to catch a plane. The plane took off, and they said as soon as we took off, they said that one of the part of the gear is damaged, and we have to make an emergency landing. And everybody got very nervous, and ringing in my ear was the words of the Rav Scheinberg, who came to me and said, "Oh, don't worry, it'll be okay." Okay, so after he called me, I went over to the Rosh Yeshiva, and I told him the story. So he chuckled, nice little story. Right at the Scheinberg, you put it in my biography. So he said, he was laughing at it. So I said, "Well, it's a real thing. It's a serious thing." So he said to me, "To give a bracha is really an easy thing. You just have to know how to do it."
That was easy.
How do you do it? Yeah, to give a bracha is an easy thing. In other words, once you learn how to access the koichos of the of Adam, you can be behapach the teva. I mean, in my words, all he said was Haaretz Nasan Livnei Adam. That's what he said. Haaretz Nasan Livnei Adam. Yeah, that was his words. Haaretz Nasan Livnei Adam. The person could be Mahapach the Teva. Let me show you something interesting here.
And then
you
explain what to do?
Hmm?
They told you what to do?
No, I'm still working on this. So you know how it's easy. Anybody want to do some brain surgery? Look, if you know how, it's easy. But Yitzchak knew how. You know, by the way, the Rashi says here that Vayaser Loi Hashem, that he was davening and she was davening, and Hashem answered him. So says Rashi, famous in a Pella de Gerashi, Rashi says, Kazayna Doime Tfilas Tzadik Ben Tzadik, he was Yitzchak Ben Avram, Lutfilas Tzadik Ben Bas Rosha. She was Rivka Bas Besuel. So Besuel was no tzaddik. Her brother Lavan, which keeps on coming prominently in the vision, no tzaddik. So Eina Daima, how can you compare? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered his tefillah, not hers tefillah. So it was the opposite of what we're always learning. Now, aren't we always learning that B'makam Shebalei Tshuva Oimdim Ein Tzaddikim Gemurim Yechalel Lamed Shem? Her tefillah should have been even stronger than his tefillah. Why was his tefillah strong? So, like, until now, I always learned the pshat is pashat. That I think this is the pshat that about tshuva's tefillah is always going to be good. Something new, it's something fresh, it's something beautiful. It's not mitzvus hanashim milumada. It's not hergel. It's not just davening. About tshuva's davening. So v'makom shebali tshuva im demein tzaddikim gemurim yechalel lamed. Tzaddik ben tzaddik, very difficult to daven b'kavana. This is I daven, my father daven, my grandfather daven. We're davening like this for generations. We're coming to shul. Can't daven. So now, if a tzaddik ben tzaddik davens b'kavana, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Whoa, look at this. This is really something." Now, if I'll tshuva to daven, I'm not impressed. But for a tzaddik ben tzaddik to daven, we have to fight against every part of you. So that's already Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'yetzer lo Hashem. Okay, that's what I learned until now. But I'm understanding that there's something deeper here also, and that is that he had a Messiah. Yitzchak had a Messiah that Rivka did not have, and that is how to be Mahapach the Teva. And he had this Messiah from Avram Avinu. And the Messiah from Avram Avinu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard his tefillah in a different way because he was a tzaddik, ben tzaddik, had a Messiah in how to do this. In this Vayetar.
Isn't that exactly what we asked for when we mentioned Yechayda in the morning?
Yeah.
Did that mean us? In Kamosha, Avram Avinu was Kaivish, is
Moish Avram Avinu Kavash his racham. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're asking Hakadosh Baruch Hu
to be mahapel. Look at these famous psukim in Parshas Lech Lecha. Avram Avinu, not Yitzchak. Avram Avinu, looking for a child. Avram Avinu is looking for a child. Yomer Avram hein li lo nosati zara. Hinei ben beisi yarishoisi. It's all going to go to Eliezer. I don't have Geza, I don't have an offspring. Vihinei dvar Hashem elav lemor lo yirash chazek yim asher yetze mimeyecha hu yirashecha. So this is the same Maisa generation earlier. Avram Avinu is trying to find a child in the Shemayim someplace. Some of the most famous psukim in Chumash. Vayotzei oisai hachutza. Hashem took him outside. How did that feel? What is that? It's not a nevuah. Hashem spoke to him. Hashem took him outside. Vayotzei oisai hachutza. Vayomer, and Hashem said to him, Habet no hashamayim. Hashamayim ma? Look, please, at the Shemayim, Usfara Kechavim, and count the stars. Im tucha lisparoisam, if you can count them, but yermi lo koi yezarecha. Koi yezarecha. Count the stars, if you can count them, that's how your children will be. We know already this doesn't mean, he wasn't talking about the quantity of his children. He told them a few pages earlier, actually, by the Brisbane, I'm sorry, he said that your children will be kechol hayam. There was another nekuda over here. Sfarach hechavim tucha lisfarayim. So Rashi says here, the yoytzei is achutza. He took him achutza. Always dangerous when you have a Rashi that we say all the time and know that we were going to miss the real pshat. So let's look at it properly. Vayotzei osei achutza b'fi pshutai. Pashat pshat is haitziu me'ahalai lachutz liris hakechav. That's a pashat pshat. Took him outside. I want to show you. Let's do some stargazing together. So the Baruch Hu took him outside. He knows what stars are. He doesn't have to take him outside to know what stars are. He just could have said to him, I'm Avram Avinu, intelligent. Can you count stars? Go, yes, Arach. Needed a visual aid here to actually look at the stars. Rashi says, I think a klal in Rashi is that if he brings a medrash, so the pshat doesn't suffice. L'fi medrashai, the medrash is Amar Loi. He said to him, "Say, may it stagninu shocha, go out of your astrology." Shiraisa b'mazalis. Avraham Avinu was an astrologer. He knew every chachma. Shiraisa b'mazalis. Hashem said, "I know that you saw in the stars she'encha asid lahamid ben that you are not going to have a child." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avram ein loy ben, avol Avraham yesh loy ben. You're looking at the wrong chart. Because you're looking at the Avram chart, and there's an Avraham chart. V'chein sarai loy teled, avol sara teled. So you're looking at the wrong chart, so sometimes there's such a thing as, if God forbid, a person is hopelessly ill, and their mazel just is not good, so you do a shinoi hashem, get up by the Sefer Torah, you do a shinoi hashem, and by doing the shinoi hashem, you can change their mazel. That's what we see from this Rashi. Don't do this unless you really know what you're doing, because who knows that the next mazel is better than this mazel, because it's the mazel HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. You've got to know what you're doing. You need Gedolei Le'ador to tell somebody to change your name. Just don't. Like everybody's always changing their name. Gedolei Ador. Even you know, people are becoming Balei Tshuva, always changing their name. Al Tikra Shimcha Ricky, you're now called Yerachmiel. when you do that, you're changing your mazel. Who's to say, which Hebrew teacher in sixth grade knows that that's the right thing to do to change the vessel? If that's not your name, it's not your name. It's not pasha to me at all. You had a name at your bris, you have a name at your bris. It's time to, you know, when I went to school, so like everybody came in, what was your name? John. What's your name? Julius. What's your name? Everybody, the teacher gave you a Hebrew name. Because it was Israeli, couldn't relate to George and John. You know? Yibur Day. The next thing they're getting bar mitzvah, they're called to the Torah by the Yibur Day. It's not their name. So, like, you have to really think about this idiot of names. You see Rashi says, but here's a diuk in Rashi.
I'm talking about going from the secular name that a person has to the Hebrew name given at birth.
A name is what you're called. Alexander is a secular name. That's his name. You don't want to change it to something else.
No, but Alexander was given at birth also. What I'm saying is, like for instance, I'm Heath.
Okay.
But are you
don't be embarrassed.
Name, sorry.
Don't be embarrassed.
No. That's my legal American name. I'm Heath. So, Arielib Shmuel was my name in the bris. I had a kosher bris, Baruch Hashem, right? So
how did the world how did I get from Arielib Shmuel to Heath?
That's a good story.
I mean, David, David, I hear, but Heath.
Yeah. In Hebrew, hit, like with a stick. I have no idea. So, at some point, when I was about 28, 29, I said, I'm going to go by Shmuel. Is that a change in mazel? That was given to my name. That was my name at birth. The Rebbe's talking about,
look, when a person has a bris, and they give you a name, so it's Hashgacha Pratzus what that name is, because it establishes your mazel. Ruach HaKodesh is one of the times the Gemara says that there's Ruach HaKodesh comes out of the mouth of the Father, and it says, this is the name. I know people tell me stories, they go, I'm often naming kids at a bris. I don't somehow get that kibbut a lot. I always say, semi-jokingly, did you think of something, or do you want me to do it? So every once in a while, somebody says, please. Have hope with the name. Maybe your Ruach HaKodesh is better than my Ruach HaKodesh. I don't have too much Ruach HaKodesh. I'm very shvach of that area. But the Ruach HaKodesh, it means that that's the mazel of that person. So hence the Gemara says, Kol HaMachana Shem L'Chaveri. If you make a Kinyan Hashem, Ein L'Chelik L'Olam Haba. You can lose your Olam Haba, his Olam Haba. You don't call somebody, if your name is Shmuel, so why are you calling yourself Shmuley? I am. So I'm just look, that's a bigger change than Avram and Avraham. So there's a whole different astrological chart here. But the Nakuda that I want to bring out from Rashi so far until we get to the real Rashi, the Nakuda is that there isn't here saying that, like, forget astrology. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not talking here like the Rambam and saying, get rid of those shtusim, with the astrologers. You're a religious man now. You're talking to me. He didn't say that. He said, you're just looking at the wrong chart. You got to need another internet site here. you got to move to Gene Dixon, the New York Times. Got to get away from it. He was saying it's a very serious thing, this mazolos. But you're looking at the wrong thing. It's a very serious thing, but you're looking at the wrong thing because you have a different name. You don't have to go with the name Avram. You have to go with the name Avraham. So it means, like the Ramchal explains, we talk about it at night, if the Ramchal explains that these stars are actually the switching system where Ruchnius goes to Gashmius, meaning Isarusa Dela'ela. It's coming, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzimtzum. The Ramchal says in Derech Hashem, the Tzimtzum Gufa is taking place in those stars. That's the switching place. So Hashem's world is completely, the world of Atzilus is completely Ruchnius. It's coming into the world of Gashmius. How does Ruchnius turn into Gashmius? Yesh Me'ayin. How does that happen? The answer is you need a system here. You need a Kadosh Baruch Hu created a very sophisticated system. Im Tuchal Lispor, you can't even count how many stars there are out there, because that's how the stars are very powerful, not unto themselves as a Koach, but they are the Koach of Teva. All of Teva. Do you know, by the way, as the astrological system was used and believed by everybody, a friend and foe, Jews, non-Jews, everybody until recently, in the last couple of hundred years, until the Rambam, let's say, until the 12th, 13th century, it was a Dabar Pashat that Paro, Avraham Avinu, the Ebenezer wrote a Sefer in astrology. It was a Dabar Pashat that this is the way to go. Not because we're like, the Rambam doesn't argue with it either. All the Rambam says is that, Tomim Tiyeh Mashem Alekecha, what are you looking for your future in the stars? Just do the right thing. The future is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's problems. It doesn't mean it's not written in those stars. So what's that? So he says, let me just, so here he says, the stars represent the Teva. When we talk about Teva, the way to understand Teva is Kechavim. Kechavim are the sign, the circuitry of everything that's going on in this world. That's what it is. That's what Rashi is saying. But your circuitry is not applying to Avram, it's applying to Avraham. Zok drash. Dover Afer. Let me tell you a different shot from a Medrash. One's in Breishis Rabba Yud, and one's in Breishis Rabba Yud Beis. Dover Afer. Hoitziyoi mechalolei shel oilam. Meaning Rashi's saying, I'm telling you now even another shot. Rashi's shot. Hoitziyoi mechalolei shel oilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu walked him out of the atmosphere of the world, and he took him into outer space, which is lamala minakechavim. So vayotze osa hachutza means not that he took him out of the tent, but he took him out of this world completely. So Avraham Avinu now didn't go out of the tent and looked up, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him on a magic ride into the Yotzei Mechalol Yisraelim Vayotzei Oisei HaChutza. He went out of the whole atmospheric, he went to outer space. Vayotzei Oisei HaChutza, and he looked at the stars from there. Let me give you a different view of these stars. Instead of looking up at the stars, look down at the stars. Hoitziyoi Mechalol Yisraelim Vihigbiyoi Lemala Minakechavim Vizehu Lashon Habata. Because it says in the Torah that you should be mabit. Vayomer habetna hashamayma. Habet is always a lashon Rashi says milamala lemata. That's what habet means.
To observe.
We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Mondays and Thursdays. Habet mishamayim urei. Habet mishamayim urei. Look from up to down. So why is he telling Avraham Avinu to look from up to down when he's down? The answer is because Baruch came a ride over here. And he took him lemala minakechavim, and he says to him, habet, milamala lemato, says Rashi.
The first astronaut.
So Avraham Avinu, Rashi saved Shaf. Rashi saying that I'm still not happy with the idea of Vayotza Osei Achutza, that he told him that your name is going to change and the astrology it doesn't apply to you over here. But I'm still not happy because I have a word habet. And habet means you're looking from up to down. So if you're looking from up to down, I have to say another medrash, says Rashi, that I'm taking you chutz mechalol shalol v'yotzeh chutza, and you're looking down. Okay, so we have two pshatim in Rashi. Pshat one, pshat two. Pshat one, Avraham Avinu, both of them are liking the stars here very much. Pshat one is Avraham Avinu is looking up at the stars. Pshat two is Avraham Avinu is looking down on the stars. So what's the difference if you're looking up at the stars or you're looking down on the stars?
One shot.
The pshat is, are you involved in the, you're in this world, right? Yeah, in the world he's living, Avraham Avinu, he's looking up at the stars. But you should know that you're also looking down on the stars. In other words, there's an Isarusa de la Sato, there's an Isarusa de la Ela. Ela Chalab, you're in this world, and you're going, and you're looking, and you're taking the hashpa from Shemayim, from Milamala Limato. But you're doing something else, Avraham Avinu. You're affecting that which is in Shemayim, and changing it to you're transforming it to something different, Lagamri. You're changing the Teva Mamish because you're on top of the stars now, looking down. Let me give you a different view of what you're doing when you're davening.
Not just the puppet, you're also the puppeteer.
Mm. Let me Hashem Tzilcha al Yad Yiminecha. So you understand why it says the Yitzchak was Nana because it was a tzaddik ben tzaddik. He had a Messiah from Avraham Avinu that when we're davening, it's an atira which is causing not just Hashem to answer our tefillos. That's for amateurs. when you're davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the same thing you're doing. You're digging, you're making a mapecha, Hashem is making a mapecha. So Avraham Avinu had now the schus, I can have children even though it's keneged ateva, the teva is the stars, I can move around those stars. Havlovavela. I can move around. Ein mazal liYisrael doesn't mean that there's no such thing. Ein mazal liYisrael means that we have an ability that Avraham Avinu taught us and Yitzchak taught us, one of the most important messiahs we have from the Avos. This would show you that Yaakov did the same thing. We have a Messiah of being able to do something here. Vayetar Yitzchak El Hashem. Ve'yosim la'ashem. Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing exactly what he's doing. You're in this world. Avraham Avinu looking up at the stars. Let me show you a different view of the stars.
Why do you say it's a schus of this? Rather than a Messiah? Or both?
Where does it say? So it says, Eid Adoyma, Tfilos Tzadik, Tzadik.
I'm saying, it could be that Yitzhak had a schus, else Avraham Avinu, he had a schus to be able to do that.
Oh, why don't we say?
Yeah, right.
The same. Because I think it was much deeper than that. He learned something. Vayetze Yitzhak Lasuach Basoda. He went out to the Sada, and I'm going to do something. What do you do in the Sada? Vayeyoser.
You should
have
done something else.
What do you do when you're Choyfer Be'erais? Yitzhak, everything we know about Yitzhak is that he's Choyfer Be'erais. Asman Plishtim, Choyfer Be'erais. It's the tikkunim that we're doing in this world, which is shaking up the whole Shemayim. So, yeah, I mean, like, just to say something here, Levisa, I mean, how do you do it? If you know how to do it, it's easy. If you know how to do it, it's easy. I believe that, you know, anybody in the room here can write a check for $1 million to Tzedakah, you know, like everybody could do it. But I don't know if anybody in the room could cover it. So the chap is not to write the check. The chap is to cover it. Everybody can daven. Shaila is like, davening is not yet money in the bank. You know, davening is not coverage. Davening is the check. What backs up the check? The ma'isim that a person does. The ma'isim toivim that a person does. So we find that vayayaser is a very physical thing. A very physical thing. I'm doing something. Vayaser is a physical loss. I'm digging. I'm turning over the soil. It means to say, like you said earlier, that if a person would practice, let's say, Avas Yisrael. So if you practice Avas Yisrael, you have Avas Hashem. It's Mita Keneged Mita, but it's a deep shot in Mita Keneged Mita. It's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mirroring us. It's a Geder of Hashem Tzilcha Yad Dibinacha. This is our partnership in the Bria. This is Gufa, our partnership in the Bria. If we want the Beis HaMikdash, we have to live Beis HaMikdash. Whatever you want. You know, so somebody was talking to me yesterday about the fact that there's a of a child that's in the sonogram. It comes out that there's a heart problem. Something, an interesting heart problem that the right ventricle, the left ventricle are reversed. I don't know enough cardiology to understand exactly how this works. They can fix it, Baruch Hashem. But it's scary, yeah? They can fix it today. Thank God. There's surgeries you can do immediately to change the plumbing of the heart. But they said, Beseder, you know, there's something. But, like, what's the... ask me, maybe you have an idea for, like, what's exactly the tikkun here? What's exactly the tefillah? What's exactly the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this? So what is it? What is a, like an inside-out heart? I'm not a rabbi, I really, I'm just taking a shot at it. You know, but it's, like, I always say this part, like, the heart is everything in your, I always say this, I say this under chuppahs a lot, that everything that's important is on the right side. You put on your right shoe before you put on your left shoe. You put on your tefillin on your left hand only so you can wrap it with your right hand. The tzad yamin is the tzad, which is very, very important. Always, right? Leif chacham liyamin. Yet, interestingly, the most important part of our body, the leiv, is on the left side, pella. It's a bella of the Bria. I could have put it over here. Why are you putting it over there? So I always say this part, like, who told you? You know, if I'm standing with a chassan and kala, I said, do me a favor, stop looking at me and look at each other for a second. And who told you your heart is for yourself? You know where your heart is? On the kala's right side. And you know where your heart is? On the chassan's right side. So it's on your left, but the other person's right. Where do you connect it? So the inside-out heart is such an interesting idea of how much can I actually focus and say that I'm created for somebody else. It's the tikkun. How much can I take, say, that my lave is pushing not to be margish myself, my lave is to be margish somebody else? So that's what we can do, no? Can I be margish the pain, the simcha of somebody else? Can I be margish it? My lave could be there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is margish my lave on my left side for your right. So the person who's connected. Connected ishtoy. Who could be margish? So I said maybe that's the tikkun. The tikkun is that maybe what we need to do, the vayayasar that we need to do over here is, I'm not giving musar loyal language, the people that are holding by hearing, the pshat is to start to be margish. That's what the lave is all about. But not just to be margish yourself. I feel tired. I feel angry. This makes me feel, you know, it's sometimes a person goes to a therapist for too many years and they're so in touch with their feelings, that's all they talk about. I feel angry. This makes me feel sad. This makes me feel happy. It's good. Guys got to be in touch with their feelings, but we're in touch with somebody else's feelings a little bit. That's also an avoda, you know. So like I say, you have to come here in touch with somebody else's feelings, and then vayayaser lo yashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes the whole teva, the whole kechavim, everything is changed based on this. That's why we have a good narrow shot.
If you're also doing it for yourself.
Yeah. You know, it's all changed because it used to be like in Europe over there talking about eating crepe luff and bagel luff and everything is luff, luff, luff. All of a sudden now the iPad, iPhone.
How come we?
Lee, look at even the buzzer. Bizly. You know, Kremli.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Everything is Lee, Lee, Lee. So how did it go from everything is Lough, 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 everything is Lee, Lee, Lee?
Why did I sure that we change the names? When we call people by nicknames, everything.
It makes a mitzvah, because every word we say makes a mitzvah.
On others? Like,
yeah.
When we say now.
And so that's our koach in the Brit.
People have two, three names.
Who called everything by a name? Adam Arishan walked around the garden. He called everything by his name.
So Ayelib Shmuel should be called Ayelib Shmuel.
I'm not saying Ayelib Shmuel, but I'm just saying.
In general, I'm saying forget.
A name is a name. A name is
what happened? I was wondering about the topic with Shin Hashem. Does Shin Hashem mean going from adding a name for someone's achol? Is that what you're talking about? Even if I'm
talking about it, achol amachan Hashem l'chaveira. It's that when you're adding a name, you're changing a mazel. When you're adding a name, you're changing a mazel.
So I'm asking about just calling yourself differently.
Changes the mazel.
Changes the mazel.
So why was Abraham?
So my name isn't David. It's David Simcha. I should go with David Simcha, not David.
That was the Ruach HaKodesh of your father who called you David Simcha.
Right, so then when I called the Torah, I am called David Simcha when I called the Torah.
So a little bit you're called David Simcha.
Sorry?
A little bit you're called David Simcha, but a lot you're called David.
I'm saying when I introduce myself to people, I should introduce myself as David Simcha? I should go.
Are you asking me a Shiloh?
Yeah.
I think it's better. I'm David Simcha.
Yeah.
Some people call me David.
They pick it themselves.
Exactly. They're old enough to have a Ruach HaKodesh.
Who's the parents?
No, a Gary saying. A Gary says, "I want my name to be." But this is the Yikare Shmoy B'Yisrael. Very powerful. Yikare Shmoy B'Yisrael.
Why was it necessary for Avraham to change his name? I don't understand.
To change his mazel.
Yeah, but he was already, he was doing what we're talking about now. Like I don't have to change my name every time I daven for something that is changing.
The pshat is that his tachlis changed. Because Avraham, tikra shunkha Avram ela Avraham, that now Rashi says you're an Av Hamoin Goyim. You become universalist. You stop being mashpi on yourself and on your family. And now you're reaching out to the whole world. So therefore, since your tachlis changes, your name has to change. But in that capacity of a new tachlis, the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him your mazel changes anyway. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to necessarily climb up above the kechavim.
So we don't have to change our name to daven for a woman's dakara. You don't have to change your name for her. That was his particular mazel at the time.
That's correct. But could be that.
So the changing names now is the
changing your tachlis is the key thing. So maybe that's like the, you know, the Bali Tshuva that are changing the name or changing the tachlis. But my point is, you have to know what you're doing. Not like, you know, your name is Leslie, your name is Leah. Next week. Tesa. I mean, you have to know what you're doing. You know, you have to have smicha for Shemus.
Does the Rebbe only have one name? You're just Yaakov?
Just Yaakov. Uh-huh.
And your children, so you encourage them to use, they have two names?
Look, also they're named after people. So, you know, if you're named after somebody and you change it to Hainu, you use one of those names. You know how it works, like when you're naming after somebody, there's a machlokes acharonim. Machlokes acharonim, good to know. Like a practical shemesh. Right. When you're a name, let's say your name is David Simcha. Let's say that. David Simcha. So is your name, do you have two names, David Simcha, or is your name David Simcha?
Machlokes.
Machlokes. Machlokes. Well, you have one name or do you have two names? Nafkamina is that if you were named after somebody whose name was David Simcha and you're called now David Aaron, so you're not named after that person, or if you have two names, you're in part named after the person. You're taking the David of that name. But let's assume you were named after a David Simcha. So if you're named after a David Simcha, so you're David Simcha. That's a name, David Simcha, you're named David Simcha. Right. If you're called David Aaron, so you're not named after that person at all, according to the second Tzad.
Right. So I was named after the Simcha, and David, they just like David. So
the same, so that's a different name.
They're probably doing Kibbutz.
It's Kibbutz Aim, but you're not being Mamshech L'Neshama.
Right.
It's Kibbutz Aim, because you're sticking a David in there, but they're not being mamshon. So sometimes you got a neshama you're forced to name after, and people don't want a name after that person.
Right.
There's a thing like that also. So okay, so you add a name, and if you add a name, Taka, you're not naming after that person, yet the people are happy.
They make you happy because
they're still happy because they don't know this Imre Bina. They don't know the Imre Bina, so they're happy. But what you're talking about here with the shame is that becomes the definition of that neshama. That when Adam Arishan went around in Gan Eden and called everything by name, he defined the neshamas. And the nefesh, and the ruach of all of those things. And he defined Chava, and he defined himself. So now you're changing the definition by changing the name. So when you're naming a child, well, you have to make a decision whether you really want to name after that neshama or if you don't. If you do, the Chazon Ish was very medactic on this. If you do want to name it after that child, then take the full name and take it. Take the whole name.
And then teach the kid to use his full name.
L'chora.
Yeah.
L'chora. Otherwise, you know... Otherwise, you're changing the mazel. You see,
I thought I still say mazel because when I quote the Torah, that's how I'm quote. When I daven, sometimes you have a yiratz or something. You say,
yeah, but you see the miskarya.
So I say
every time. Every single time that somebody's calling you by a nickname, it's meaningful and it changes something. So in a chanami, I mean, you can't beat what's going on by the Torah, but every time somebody's calling
you... can't control it. Sometimes
but everyone's calling you like Dave, you know, so they're changing at that moment your mazel. You don't have to get obsessive about it, but I'm just saying that that's the... Right. So it is a fact. It is a mitzvah.